You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, March 12, 2026. Where She Goes: How Gulf Coast Refiners and Their Partners Move Refined Products to Mexico. Published by Housley Carr and John Hours. Despite ongoing efforts by Mexico's government and state-owned Pemex to boost domestic production of gasoline, diesel and jet fuel, the Mexican market still depends on imports from the U.S. for just over half of its refined product needs, and moving nearly 700,000 barrels per day of transportation fuels from U.S. refineries to population centers south of the border is no easy task, involving a combination of product tankers, unit trains, trucks, and distribution terminals. In today's RBN blog, we continue our look at U.S. refined product exports to Mexico. In part 1, we said that Mexican demand for refined products has been hovering just under 1.4 million barrels per day the past couple of years, and that subpar performance by Pemex's six legacy refineries, with a combined capacity of 1.6 million barrels per day, has left the nation of more than 130 million people far short of transportation fuel self-sufficiency. A seventh Pemex refinery, the 340,000 barrels per day Dos Bocas facility ramping up in southeastern Mexico, slightly reduced the need for imported gasoline, diesel and jet fuel in 2025, but it's a good bet that a handful of refineries along the U.S. Gulf Coast will remain critically important suppliers for years to come. We also discuss the fact that most of Pemex's production is transported by the company's two pipeline systems to its extensive set of storage and distribution terminals. The larger pipeline system to the south moves refined products from five Pemex refineries, and the smaller northern system moves fuels from the two other refineries. From the terminals, virtually all of the refined products are delivered to service stations and other customers by tanker truck. Before we review the non-Pemex parts of Mexico's refined product transportation network, we should note that a dozen years ago, before the tenure of Presidents Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a.k.a. AMLO, 2018-2024, and Claudia Sheinbaum, 2024-present, the Mexican government was encouraging more private sector involvement in the distribution of refined products, especially the large volumes of gasoline and diesel imported from the U.S. However, policy shifts under AMLO and Sheinbaum led many midstreamers to pare back their plans for rail transload terminals, marine terminals, inland storage hubs and other infrastructure south of the border. Since taking office in October 2024, Sheinbaum has continued AMLO's retreat from the market reforms implemented in 2013-2014 by then-President Enrique Peña Nieto that were designed, among other things, to foster competition between Pemex and private sector players. Nieto's reforms, only partly undone, spurred a long list of midstream projects in the refined product space, many of which we discussed in our four-part Into the Void blog series in 2017-2018. In essence, Sheinbaum's approach is to maintain Pemex's role as the leading supplier/distributor/retailer of refined fuels in Mexico and give everyone else secondary, supportive roles. These other players include a handful of non-Pemex suppliers that hold multi-year permits from Mexico's Secretaría de Energía, SENER, to import refined fuel. The best known are ExxonMobil, Marathon Petroleum and Valero Energy. Shell is another, though it's transferring its permit to Icon, a Mexican conglomerate that is acquiring Shell retail stations in the country. Exxon, Marathon and Valero each have retail networks of their own in Mexico, Exxon under the Mobil brand and Marathon under the Arco brand, and have developed independent supply chains to move their gasoline, diesel and jet fuel from their U.S. refineries, mostly in Texas, to storage and distribution terminals in Mexico and then to retail stations. To that end, the companies either own or hold long-term agreements for terminals south of the border. For example, Exxon owns and operates a terminal in Catarata and distributes fuel via rail terminals owned by others in San Jose Iturbide and San Luis Potosí. Valero, in turn, recently completed an 8-tank, 1.1 million barrels marine terminal in Altamira that receives refined fuel by tanker and sends it out by either rail or truck. The refiner also holds contracts to use other terminals, as does Marathon. We should note that involvement in refined product storage and distribution within Mexico requires a permit from the newly formed Comisión Nacional de Energía, CNE. As we said last time, four modes of transportation are used in moving refined products from U.S. refineries to the Mexican market: ship, rail, pipeline and/or tanker truck, and it's common for at least two or three of those modes to be involved in transporting every barrel. Hard numbers are hard to come by, but generally speaking, the largest volumes, about half of the 700-800,000 barrels per day average, are moved to Mexico by ship, followed by rail, about one-third of the total, cross-border pipeline, 10-15%, and truck, less than 5%. Within Mexico, fuels are moved by a combination of Pemex-owned pipelines, rail and truck, with trucks almost always making the last-mile deliveries to retail stations. Let's discuss the front end of that supply chain in a little more detail. ExxonMobil, Marathon Petroleum, Valero, and other refineries typically transport refined products to marine and/or rail terminals via dedicated pipelines. At the terminals, fuel is either 1. Loaded into tankers or barges and floated down to Mexican Gulf ports like Veracruz, Tampico, and Altamira, or 2. Loaded into rail tank cars, almost always in unit trains comprised of only tank cars, and railed across the southern U.S. border. You might want to take a look at Figure 2 in today's blog, which identifies several of the primary refined product terminals in Texas involved in exports to Mexico. From north to south, these include: Number 1. Jefferson Energy Terminal in Beaumont. This facility, which is majority owned by Fortress Transportation and Infrastructure, is located near ExxonMobil's Beaumont refinery and connected to it by several dedicated pipes. In addition to having 2 deepwater docks and 1 barge dock for product loading, Jefferson Energy Terminal has a large rail loading facility directly connected to 3 Class I railroads, Canadian Pacific Kansas City, or CPKC, more on that in a moment, BNSF and Union Pacific, or UP. Number 2. Pasadena Marine Terminal. This facility on the Houston Ship Channel is jointly owned by Valero and One Oak, connected by pipeline to Valero's Houston and Texas City refineries. It has 2 deepwater docks for loading product tankers. Number 3. Steps Rockport Marine Terminal in Rockport. This terminal, initially developed by Rangeland Energy as the South Texas Energy Product System, hence the Steps acronym, is a unit train to marine facility now owned by Jones Capital. The facility receives railed and refined product volumes from Texas refineries. It transfers them onto tankers and barges at its deepwater docks on Corpus Christi Bay for transit to Mexican ports. Number 4. HEP Corpus Terminal in Corpus Christi. Howard Energy Partners' 8-year-old marine and rail terminal on the Corpus Christi Ship Channel's Inner Harbor has direct pipeline connectivity to all 6 of the refineries there. The facility has 6 tanks with a total capacity of 480,000 barrels, a rail loading rack capable of loading 1 full unit train per day, connections to all 3 Class I railroads, and 1 dock capable of loading and unloading barges and medium-range tankers. Number 5. Sunoco Brownsville Terminal in Brownsville. Sunoco LP's terminal has 560,000 barrels of storage capacity, a barge dock, and a 5-bay loading rack for tanker trucks. Number 6. Transmontane Brownsville Complex in Brownsville. The terminal owned by Transmontane Partners LLC offers inbound and outbound pipeline connections, 3.4 million barrels of storage capacity, barge docks and links to the 3 Class I railroads. Number 7. Blue Wing Terminal in Brownsville. Owned by Blue Wing Midstream, a company backed by Energy Spectrum Capital, this terminal receives virtually all its refined product by barge from Texas refineries up the coast, then loads fuels into either trucks or rail tank cars for delivery into northeastern Mexico, much of which cannot receive shipped in volumes due to a lack of port facilities. In addition to showing the locations of these Texas terminals, Figure 2 shows the southern reaches of the vast, far-reaching CPKC rail system, which was formed by Canadian Pacific's $31 billion acquisition of Kansas City Southern, or KCS, in April 2023. KCS had already been the primary rail conduit for refined product deliveries from the U.S. into Mexico. CPKC retains the number one spot, mostly because of its ability to move unit trains from the Jefferson Energy, PAPS, and other U.S. terminals to their final destination. Trains on the competing BNSF and UP rail systems need to turn their tanker cars over to Ferromex, which operates the largest railroad network in Mexico, hashed black lines, and is co-owned by Grupo México, 74%, and UP, 26%. Pipelines play a role in transporting refined products from refineries to marine and rail terminals in Texas, and, on Pemex's system, from marine and rail terminals in Mexico to inland terminals for final distribution by truck. Also, Sunoco's Laredo product pipeline and downstream extensions to it can move up to 38,000 barrels per day of refined products from the Three Rivers area to Laredo and somewhat smaller volumes from there to Nuevo Laredo across the Rio Grande. However, efforts in the 2010s to develop refined product pipelines deeper into Mexico have failed to advance, partly due to concerns that Mexico's market reforms might be undone, as they largely were, and partly over worries about huachicol, the Mexican term for fuel theft, mostly by illegally tapping pipelines, that has only enhanced the role of rail. Finally, At least some U.S.-sourced refined fuels are exported to Mexico by truck, mostly via the crossing at Laredo Nuevo Laredo in FAR Texas and Reynosa. In the latest edition of their twice-a-year Future of Fuels report, our colleagues at RBN's Refined Fuels Analytics, RFA, practice predict that Pemex will struggle to improve the refined fuel output of its six older refineries, and that it will take at least a year, and probably longer, for the company's new Dos Bocas refinery to approach full capacity and reliable operation. With Mexican demand for gasoline, diesel and jet fuel holding steady, that suggests U.S. refined product exports to Mexico will continue at or near their current pace into the 2030s. And, with the Sheinbaum administration walking back some of the 2013 to 2014 market reforms, the roles of U.S. refiners and private sector midstreamers are likely to continue unchanged as well. Where She Goes was written by Benito Martinez, Bad Bunny, Mero Borrero, Mag, and Roberto Rosado. It appears as the 17th song on Bad Bunny's fifth studio album, Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana, Nobody Knows What Will Happen Tomorrow. The Jersey Club track is about a girl he met and wonders if he will ever see again. It is sung mostly in Spanish. Released as the first single from the album in May 2023, it went to number 1 on the Billboard Latin Airplay and number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles charts. Personnel on the record were Bad Bunny, lead vocals, and Carlos Lopez, programming, conductor. Nadie Sabe Lo Que Va a Pasar Mañana was recorded at various studios in Puerto Rico during 2023 and produced by Albert Hype, Angel, Buho, Bird, Chris Jedi, Mac Coogan, Aiden Cullen, DJ Joe, Digital Jet, Edsclusive, Foreign Trek, Frankie, Gabby Music, Hassi, Hydro, La Paciencia, Lanalyzer, Mag, Maker, John Milley, Sauceman 36, Smash David, Stats, Tiny, and Zazu. The 21-song album was released in October 2023 and went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Artists have to apply to the Recording Industry Association of America to have their album certified, and there are no RIAA certifications on this album. Bad Bunny, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and record producer. Known as the King of Latin Trap, he is credited with achieving worldwide recognition for Spanish-language rap music. He released the successful single Dies in 2016, which led to a record deal with Hear This Music. Bad Bunny has released 7 studio albums, a compilation album, an EP and 108 singles, and has sold more than 124 million records worldwide. He has won 6 Grammy Awards and 17 Latin Grammy Awards, and was named Artist of the Year by Billboard in 2022 and 2025. Bad Bunny has appeared in 5 motion pictures and 13 television shows and was the halftime entertainment for Super Bowl 60. He continues to record and is in the midst of another world tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.